Welcome to Victory Family Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. For sermon notes and videos relating to this message, please visit media@victory.com.
Am I on? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Look at this place. Woo. Glory to God. I know y'all are used to it, but I'm not. I'm not used to it. My first time. You know, it's easy to take, get used to and take for granted what the Lord has done, but He must like you. He must really like you. Glory to God. So thankful, so glad what God is doing in you, doing in this area. You don't let people talk bad about your area, do you? Sometimes people try to say, oh, this area is more spiritual than this area. This area has got more of God, more going on. Don't you believe a word of it? Anybody tries to tell you they got more going on than you do, it's not true. I said it's not true. You've got things going on. We got things going on. God is moving powerfully in this earth. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He's moving powerfully at your house. In your life. In your heart. Thank you, Lord. I just want to look at this place just a little bit longer. This is outstanding. Now, how many know you're sitting in a miracle?
Amen.
The fact that this church is here, that it's still here after these years, and a lot of places closed their doors the last few years. I know of places. I know of big churches that don't even exist anymore. They closed their doors. They lost. They're big facilities that don't even exist anymore. And here you are. I said, here you are with a new place. Sitting up in here on padded seats. And air conditioning. Carpet on the floor. Lights. Sound. And action. Glory to God. What you want to do tonight? Y'all going to help me? Everybody stand up again, please. Let's release our faith. Let's not have any preconceived notions or ideas, but only what He wants. Focus on Him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come together. We come together in agreement, touching this, asking for the utterance of the Lord, that we may speak as the oracles of God. Speak through me, beyond me, O Lord. And to us, give us eyes that see and ears that hear and hearts that discern and are quickened to understand Your will, Your way. Give us the next parts of Your plan, the next parts of Your vision. Let it become clear to us and add to us a supply of Your holy anointing, Your Spirit equipping and enabling and empowering. And we'll receive it. And we'll not be hearers only, nor forgetful hearers, but doers. Doers of the Word. And as we do, we know we'll be blessed, because You always watch over that Word and perform it in our lives when we do. In Jesus' name, all the glory, all the praise, all the thanksgiving be unto You, our great God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen means so be it. Somebody say, I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer of the Word of God. Hallelujah. So we come to church, we get fed, we get primed, we get supplied, and then we go do. We go do. what He said do. And when you do, you get miracles. Isn't that what Jesus' mother told him at the wedding feast? What you say, whatever He says to you, do it. That's not so hard, is it? Not a difficult concept. It takes faith to do it, but it's not a confusing concept. Whatever He says to you, do it. And so He told them something, and they did it, and a miracle happened. Something that people would say can't be done. Happened. How many believe the water actually turned into wine? Did it happen? Did it happen? Can that kind of thing happen again? Can there be miracles? Something that was this way, and faster than you can blink your eyes, it's another way. Entirely. A disease-ridden lung. And faster than you can blink your eyes, a clean pink lung that you can breathe good out of. A congested, diseased heart that barely pumps. And faster than you can blink your eyes, a pink and red and strong pumping heart that flows blood perfectly. Do you believe such things can happen and are happening? They don't happen to everybody, but to those that believe and those that will do what He said. Say it another time, I'm a doer. I'm a doer of the Word of God. You can be seated. Be ready for whatever He tells you. He could tell you something in the service just in the next few moments. And it might be something you do right now. It might be something you do when you get home. Do tomorrow. Do ere the week is out, the month is out. And the key to the power of God showing up and changing that situation is you doing just exactly what He said to do. Thank you, Lord. Did you bring your Bible? Hold it up. Let me see. Wave it around a little bit. Let me see. As my Cajun mother-in-law used to say, don't that pretty. Doesn't that look good is the interpretation. Turn with me in the Scriptures. You said we're believing God together, right? Go to 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. In praying and seeking the Lord about my part in this meeting, I was impressed along this line, something I haven't taught really before. Maybe a piece of it here and there, but you're believing with me, right? And so let's launch into it in 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. We'll begin with the first verse. 2 Corinthians 6 and 1. He said, we then, as workers together with Him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. So if He's beseeching them that they wouldn't, then it's possible that you could receive the grace of God in vain. Verse 2, for He saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. That means helped. I've helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Let's say that last part out loud. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Behold means look. Pay attention. Look right here. Now. Everybody say, look.
Look.
Now is the accepted time. Look. Now is what? The accepted time, and what else? Now is the day of salvation. When?
Now.
Now. I looked up that word to make sure I knew what it meant. Now? What you laughing about? You know, you want to make sure. Don't assume anything. That word, N-O-W, translated now, it literally means the immediate present. The immediate present. Different from soon. Different from after a while. Anybody know what we're talking about when we say now? Now? Now. Now. Not then. Not when. Now. I'm not wasting your time. I'm not trying to insult your intelligence, talking to you like a 3-year-old. But then don't assume you already got this either. Tell me out loud. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. When?
Now.
Anybody in here like now? You ought to like now. Now is good. Now is wonderful. Now is great. Go to Psalm 118. You can hold your place here if you like. We'll be talking about it some more. But Psalm 118. In Psalm 118, we'll look at about verse 21. Psalm 118, verse 21 says, I will praise you, for you have heard me and are become my salvation. When's the day of salvation?
Now.
The stone which the builders refused is become the head of the corner. Now I'm going to skip ahead a little bit and then we'll come back. When Jesus came and He was there now, did they believe it was now? No. He came unto His own and what? His own received Him not. He stood up and said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because He's anointed me. And when He got through reading it, He said, this day, which means what? Now, this day, this Scripture is fulfilled in your ears. And everybody stood up and shouted and went, "Woo! It's now. It's happening. Right now. It's happening. Messiah is here. Scripture's fulfilled. Woo! Glory to God." And they danced in the streets. Huh? But was it true? Was it true that He was there now? And it was happening now. And the Spirit of the Lord was on Him to do all those things right then. Was it true?
Yes.
Was it true?
Yes.
But what did they say? Nah. Nah, it's not now. He's not the one. And it's not now. But one of these days, Messiah is coming. Many are still saying that. One of these days, Messiah is coming. Tell me about our text again. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. When is it, saints?
Now.
You know how you could tell if you believed it was now? You'd get excited. Wouldn't you? You'd quit daydreaming about the future. You'd quit reminiscing about the past. And you'd go, "Whoo, hallelujah! It's now. It's now." Now, I hope this is okay, because I'm going to keep preaching about this all week. I'm going to wave my arms. I'm going to yell and shout about it. And so if you don't like it, you might as well just act like you like it. Help me out. Come on in, because this is what's happening now. Now. I need some of the singers and players to come back and help me. Can y'all do that? Come back and get ready? You still in Psalm 118? He said, "The stone which the builders refused has become the head of the stone." He came and he told them it's now. And they said, "This is Joseph and Mary's boy. This is the carpenter. Who's he saying he's the anointed one right now?" And they were offended at him. And you'll see the same thing. You'll see the same thing today. All kinds of places. People will shout with you about the great things that happened in times past and years ago. And people will, whoo, hallelujah, about a move of God is coming. Revival is coming. Jesus is coming, and He is. And things are going to happen. But it's always out there later. But as surely as somebody stands up and goes, "It's tonight. It's tonight. It's happening right now." Well, I'm at the right place, because you don't always get that response. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody say, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. You say it like this: the day to be saved. When is, not a trick question, when is the best time to get saved? You got it. You got it. Now, did you know that is the only time you can get saved? Nobody ever got saved yesterday. Because when they got saved, it wasn't yesterday, it was now. And nobody ever got saved tomorrow. Because when it got here, it was now, and tomorrow is still something that's not now. When's the best time to get saved? Somebody help me out. Now, in fact, it is what? It's the only time you can get saved. It's the only time. And nobody ever did anything tomorrow. Because when they actually did it, it was today, it was now. Now, say all this because we're going to be looking at some things that the enemy trips up folks right and left concerning these things. But God said it. It's true. It's something to be happy about. He said, "Behold!" You need to help your neighbor out. To shock them a little bit, turn around and go, "Behold!" Now is the time. They look like they believe you or not? Keep reading. Keep reading. He said, verse 23, "This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes." Marvelous in our eyes. How many know that's very different from being bored or disillusioned or disappointed or discouraged? Any of those things. No, it's marvelous in our eyes. Verse 24, you ready? What does it say? Wait a minute. What day? This. Which day? This day. This is the day which the Lord has made. But we're looking for something later on. We believe a move is coming. This is the day the Lord has made. And we're kind of unhappy today. But we believe that sometime. Sometime, somehow, some way. In the future. Maybe not too distant future. But God's going to do some things. And it's going to be wonderful. Tomorrow. But when tomorrow gets here, where will tomorrow be? No, when tomorrow gets here, then tomorrow will still be off in the future. And if you're if you're always looking for something tomorrow, tomorrow's never now. And if you're waiting until tomorrow to get excited, what's going to happen today? Well, you're waiting. You know, one of these days I'm going to get happy. One of these days, man, I'm liable to dance. It's going to be so great. When? When's that time going to come? Well, I don't know, but you know, we're going through some things right now. But one of these days, one of these days we're going to have a breakthrough. We're going to have a move. One of these days. And of course, when next week gets here, next month gets here, next year gets here, you can still say what? One of these days. Can't you? 10 years come by and you can still go, man, it's coming. One of these days. And you look up and you're old and your life is over and all those things you were going to do and all those things that you had planned and in mind are not going to happen because while you were waiting for some day to come, now was all you ever had. And now it's gone. I want you to read this out loud with me. What does it say? What does that verse say? We just read verse 24. Read it out loud. This is the day. What day? This day. Huh? The only day you've ever lived in. You've only ever lived in now. This is the day the Lord has made. What do you do with the now? It's right here in the Word. What do you do with the now? We will rejoice. We will rejoice in what? In this day. This time. This opportunity. We will rejoice and be glad. In it, in what? In it, in what? In it. Is that what it said? In it? In it, what? In it, this day. This day now. What are you doing with now? Well, I'm going to. Hush, hush. I didn't ask you about going to. What are you doing with now? Well, I'm planning on. Hush! Didn't ask you about planning on. What are we doing right now in the immediate present? Here's the instructions. Rejoice! In what? In now. And be glad! What? In what? In it now, in this day, right now, the Lord has made. Glory to God. Can you learn a song I want to teach you a song. Everybody stand up. Hallelujah. I'm going to come up here to the keyboard. Glory to God. Y'all know how it goes? Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. You want me to turn this off? Is this on? Hallelujah. It goes, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will be glad. Everybody say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will be glad. Because the Lord is good and His mercy endures. Because the Lord is good, I will be glad. Everybody say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will be glad. Because the Lord is good and His mercy endures. Because the Lord is good, I will be glad. We got to work on this, but we're started. It's not enough just to sing about it. We got to do it.
Amen.
Right? Guys, we're going to do it again. I want y'all to all jump in and play. If you make a bunch of mistakes, that's okay, but don't mess around. Play and sing, and let's bring it up another five notches. Come on, are you ready? Are you ready? Everybody, this is the day that the Lord has made.
I will rejoice. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice.
Read it up a little bit.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
is a good time. This is a great time. This is the glory of the Lord time. Oh, I'm alive, and I'm here, and I'm right now in His presence. One day you're going to loosen up. One day you're going to praise God. When that day gets here, you'll still be talking about one day. I'm not trying to get you to act like a fool. It's just a matter of when are we going to say, I'm having a good time right now. I'm living big in God right now. Right now. We're having something happen right now, right now, right now. I'm believing God for miracles now, now, now. I'm happy about it. I'm rejoicing. I'm being glad that I know Him, that I'm saved, that His presence is here right now. Hallelujah. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will be glad. Oh, because the Lord is good and His mercy is good. Oh, I know that the Lord. Oh, yeah. lift your hands. God is good right now. He's glorious and He's real right now. Right now. Right now. He's touching lives right now. Healing bodies right now. Touching minds. Setting free. Right now. The great I Am is doing things now. Oh, come on, just lift up your hands. Lift up your hands, lift up your eyes, lift up your voices. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this day. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this time. Thank you, Lord, for letting me be alive right now. It's a gift and it's a privilege. It's a glorious opportunity. So precious is the time that you've given me. This is the day that the Lord made. I will. Come on, play it real strong.
This is the day that the Lord made.
Giving us this time. This is my life. Right now in you. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. Yes, I will. I'll be glad. Hallelujah. need to sing this some more. Can you tell the Lord is here? Can you tell His presence is here? Now listen, saints. A depressed Christian is a contradiction of terminology. They ought not be used in the same sentence. The Christ means the anointed one. The anointing doesn't depress you. He was anointed with the oil of joy and gladness. Hallelujah! That same anointing of joy and gladness destroys yokes and removes burdens. The same rejoicing joy anointing heals bodies, delivers from habits and addictions. That same anointing, same anointing. It's possible for people to be in a service like this and come depressed and leave and go home depressed. It's possible. Ought not be, but it's possible. And the reason being is believing lies. Clinging to lies. Well, I don't have it yet. I know they all shouted and carried on, but I just can tell I don't have it yet. But I believe somehow. Somewhere. No. Because when you get there, you're still going to be believing it somehow, somewhere. If it never becomes right now, then it's never going to happen. At some point, it's got to be now. And is it true? Is it true that we're waiting on God? He decided He wants us to be depressed another year or two. We're waiting on Him to set us free. That's like a person saying, I'm waiting on God to be born again. I'm just in His own good time and way. He's going to save me. No. You already told me, when is the best time to get saved? It's actually the only time you can get saved. Saved means more than saved from hell. It's the big word in the New Testament. Saved from everything that binds, everything that oppresses, everything that hinders, everything that holds back. The joy of the Lord is your strength. We don't have yesterday. We don't know about tomorrow. We got right now, right here. Right here, right now, in this church, you, me, us, God, right here. What are we going to do with this? What are we going to do with what He's given us? We're going to rejoice. We're going to be glad. Everybody say, 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 everybody God. Now you told me just a few minutes ago that you were doers of the word. Is that right? Can you guess what the word is tonight? Rejoice and be glad. And if you say, well, I just don't feel like it. It's not a matter of feeling like it. You're refusing to be a doer. How many found out you got to do things by faith? By faith. Everybody, not one silent person in the house, please. Every voice said out loud, I will rejoice. I will rejoice. I will be glad. I will. Well, go ahead. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Based on feelings, it's a choice, it's an act of your will. Did you know so many believers, all of us, so many times have been so easily tripped up and defeated? What does it take to disrupt your peace and to steal your joy? Well, that shows what kind of Christian, what level of Christian we are. Because if it don't take much to steal our joy and peace, we're easily tripped up, we're easily defeated. And if you let him, the devil will keep you upset about something all the time. As soon as you get past that thing, there'll be something else to be upset about, to be worried about, to be scared about, to fret about. You finally get past that, there'll be something else. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? There'll be something else. There'll be something, and if you don't watch it, it'll be your whole life. You will go through upset, mad about something, hurt about something, upset about something, and you may think it couldn't be avoided, but it could have been. Instead of living like that, you could have been rejoicing. I said, you could have been rejoicing, you could have been glad, and you could have been strong, and you could have been free. Just like there's always something you could find to be upset about, well, for the child of God, there's always something you could find to be glad about.
Amen.
What the psalmist say? When the Lord turned our captivity We were like them that dream. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. I suppose there's people driven by this place, this property, and said, what's going on over there? Look at what's going on over there. And he went on to say the next verse, the Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. It's not enough to just go, that was great. Lord, you helped us out. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it. That don't cut it. What do you think they're doing in heaven tonight? What do you think they're doing? Huh? You think they're stiff in heaven? They're going, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
For lack of a better phrase, they are rocking out in heaven tonight. Do you know they are praising God off the chart? Come on, do you understand? They are worshiping and praising and glorifying God and rejoicing. Somebody say, I got a lot to be thankful for. I got a lot good in my life. I've got a lot right in my life. I'm glad about it. I'm thankful for it. I'm rejoicing in it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. This is the day that the Lord has made. Yes, it is. I will be glad.
Sing it again.
This is the day. Thank you. this is good. This is good. This is very, very good. We're acting on the Word. Tell me what it said. This is the day. When? Right here. This. This is it. This day that the Lord has made and He gave it to us. Somebody say, this is my day. This is my day. My day. I'm in it. This is my day. Hallelujah. Did you drive by any cemeteries on your way in? They had their day. I said they had their day down here. This is your day. This is my day. We're on the cutting edge of what God is doing in the earth. We're advancing the kingdom of God.
We are.
We're here on kingdom business. This is our day. This is our time. Now tell me what the word of the Lord told us to do in this day. I will what? And what? Didn't say act glad. Be glad. Didn't say watch somebody else be glad. Be glad. Be glad. Be glad. Be glad. Be glad. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sing it again. Close your eyes. Release your faith on this. Say, in the name of Jesus, heaviness, leave me. Depression, go from me. You have no place in my life. I will not yield to you. I will rejoice. I will be glad. In the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let the gladness push out the sorrow. Let the joy push out the grief. Let the strength push out the weakness. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. No more grief. No more depression. No more sadness. I won't yield to it anymore. Oh, hallelujah. Now, it's easier when we're all here together. The singers and band are helping. And what you going to do when you get to the house, though? If it's just you by yourself. The enemy will try to come back. He's a sorry cuss. He'll always try to come back. You get up in the morning and you're not in church. You're not with all of us hollering and shouting. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You got to throw your little feet out from under the cover. Even if you get up tonight to go to the bathroom or get up to go to get your drink of water, you get up and you go, this is a day that the Lord has made. And you sing it out loud on the way to work. Sing that part again, you say,
this is the day that the Lord has made.
By God's Word. For additional teachings, resources, and podcasts, as well as information on who we are and our upcoming events, please visit our website, lifeatvictory.com.